Bank of Cardiff.
Yes, I'd like to talk to a loan representative. You sent one of your teasers in the mail.
Well, I can help you with that. Was there a reservation code on there?
Reservation code. Yeah. You want it?
Yes, please.
2411-0401-0021. 4777. Boy, they don't want to make it any longer, any shorter. You must have about a billion people calling. So you can help me. Just some preliminary questions. First of all, we're a manufacturer. I'll give you a little information. We're a manufacturer.
Is this Rick?
This is Rick, yes.
Okay. Rick, I'm sorry. Is the number you're calling from the business line?
Yes.
Okay. And are you still at the 1189 North Tustin Avenue address in Anaheim?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Go ahead. You're a manufacturer.
We're a manufacturer. Our plant is offshore.
Uh-huh.
In China. And we have probably 50 employees over there.
Mm-hmm.
But here in the United States, we've got 6 employees. And
okay.
Point I'm getting to is we sell some of our products through our Hong Kong trading company. So only about half of our revenue shows up in the United
mm-hmm.
States. Now, we have bank accounts, of course, that
yeah.
substantiate all our revenue. But so in the past, we've got, for example, we've got a Bank America loan line of credit for, I think
mm-hmm.
it's only around $30,000 down. And, banks have just, all they want to do is give you a credit card.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to get working capital from them.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to go through an SBA loan process. But,
okay.
So I am sorry to say we used OnDeck twice.
Okay.
About a year ago, maybe less than that, and we borrowed, $50,000 the first time, and then $100,000,
okay.
and then $200,000.
Oh, wow.
So we had a $200,000 loan, paid it back in a year. But,
okay.
you know, their interest rates are usurious. You could be the same kind of operation. But my first question is, what kind of documents do you require for your loan?
Well, we have a lot of different programs. Just real quick, when was the business started?
Started? 1982.
Oh, okay, perfect. And what do you manufacture? What is your line of work?
We manufacture medical equipment. They're called treatment tables for physical therapists.
Okay.
And then we also make the site for that is medsurface.com, MEDSURFACE.
Okay.
.com. And then we also make a line of what's called full view garage doors. It's glass and high end aluminum and glass. And the website for that product group is Full View Door.
That's the opposite end of the spectrum.
Yeah, well, the reason was we were in automotive. In fact, we still do have some automotive aftermarket parts.
Uh-huh.
And when the economy cratered back in 2008 and 2009,
mm-hmm.
Like a lot of people, we weren't diversified enough and really got hit hard.
Yeah.
So that's why we have, medical and construction. I mean, new homes and remodels.
A little bit
of
everything.
And it's a higher-end niche product, yeah. So
yeah.
There is a method to our madness.
Okay. Is it? Are you the sole owner over there?
Yeah.
Okay. And what did the business do for gross revenue last year?
Last year, let's see. I'm going to say... without, I should have had this right in front of me, our controller. Once I get through this,
the ballpark figure is fine.
I think around $3 million.
Okay. And are you on track to do that this year?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Without telling you more than you want to know, we went through a transition period where we lost an automotive parts guy that was probably 30% of our revenue, maybe 40%. And then we're building up, which is actually good in a strange way, but we're building up garage doors and treatment tables now, and that requires inventory, where the other one didn't. We just shipped direct, it was make to order.
Yeah.
Say.
Okay.
So for this business, we require some inventory, and that's why we're in need of cash right now, probably for about, I would say, 6 months, and then we'll,
Do you think you'll flip that in 6 months? Like you'll be able to flip the inventory in 6 months, or?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we will. We've actually built it up already, and but we've got four new large customers that are going to order any day now, and so we can see cash flow planning. We're going to need probably about $100,000.
Okay.
Or it depends on your terms.
You still have a balance with OnDeck, or is that paid off?
No. We paid that off, and I might say we never missed a payment.
Oh, that's good.
We never. Never missed a payment because they took it out of our account. We have credit card sales of, let me think about that a minute, credit card sales of 20 times, probably about $1,000 a day to 2,000, about 20 to 30,000 a month in credit card sales,
And do you live in Anaheim as well?
No, I live in Irvine.
Oh, okay. My parents live in Tustin, so all in the same area over there. Oh,
are
my
you
parents.
In Tustin?
No, my parents live in Tustin.
Oh, okay.
Our office is in
Tustin,
San Diego.
Here in Irvine,
Our office is in San Diego, and we did have an office in Orange County as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm pretty familiar with that area. So what is the main thing that you didn't like about OnDeck, the overall payment? Okay, and do you know on the last loan you did what term they were offering? What was the term length, and what was the overall payback on that loan?
Well, you're basically asking how much can you charge. To answer your question,
no, it's not.
We had two. If I recall, we had two loans. One was for like $50,000 for 90 days, and the other one was for, like I said, $200,000 for 1 year. And
So you did a 1 year loan with them. Okay.
Well, that was the last one. Yeah, we did two. Like I said, one was 90 days, one was, we had different needs.
The one for 90 days, that wasn't a line of credit. That was just a working capital loan with them?
Well, they don't really approach it from that standpoint. Mm-hmm. Money is money to them. If you borrow it for a shorter period of time, the rate is lower.
Yes.
Lower. It's still outrageous. I don't expect them to charge, prime plus 2 points, like Bank America. But
yeah.
To answer the question, if you 90, well, I mean, you know, it's risk. You know, if you borrow money, if you know you're going to get your money back in 90 days, that's less risky than a year. Same
Absolutely.
Thing with the, you know, looking at. So we don't need the money for a year.
Okay.
We need it for.
That was the other question I was going to ask you is, because we do have a lot of different programs, so, you know, and every company runs differently. Some have really long-term projects, and they, you know, absolutely need 1.5 to 2 years term length. And some clients sound like, you know, they're more in line with what you're saying is where they just need 6 months. They know they're going to flip the inventory in a few months, be done, pay the loan off. So I'm just trying to get a feel for what you'd be comfortable with in terms
well,
of
repayment. Well, I guess
to
answer your question, a two-year program, you know, the amortization of the principal and, you know, the payment is lower.
Mm-hmm, it is.
So, yeah, that's obviously more attractive. It puts less pressure on our cash flow. Over any period, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, we would be more comfortable with a 2-year loan if, you know, once again, it depends on the rate. I mean, what is your, give me a range of your rates without. Go ahead.
Well, it does depend on a lot of different factors, but. We typically can come in a lot lower than on deck.
Okay. I mean, the whole world comes in below.
I mean,
on deck,
So we'll
so
usually
I mean,
the rates will start at about. Yeah, I see 10 cents on the dollar. Will probably be on the low end, and then it can go up from there.
Okay.
If
well, you're not talking simple interest. Now you're talking this. I call it double talk. You're talking 10 cents in the dollar. That's not 10%.
We'll use a rate factor unless you're doing a, because on the 10 cents in the dollar will typically be less than 1 year. So.
Well, no, but you're, okay, so what is that, 23% interest, APR?
If you want to convert it into an APR, possibly.
Well, that's the way the world thinks, right?
I think
you go to a bank or you borrow money, buy a car, it's all APR. But because we're a business, you don't have to. We're not a consumer. You don't have to tell us that. But you know, it's. I mean, I.
Well, the reason we don't use an APR is because these programs, some of them are not even a year long, so we don't use an APR when calculating. But see, I have some programs.
What would be the APR?
It just depends. You could end up getting 13% over 2 years. They're not
APR.
Not all the programs are the same. So,
I know you're trying not to answer the question, but it's 13. So you said it's a simple interest APR of 13% a year if we have good credit and it's for 2 years. Does that sound?
I have that program.
Okay.
But this is the thing you have to look at. Your APR can be lower because you are now stretching out over a longer period of time, so the APR goes down. But that doesn't mean that what you're paying back is less. You could be paying back less money on a shorter term, but because you want to convert it to an APR to figure out what the number is, the APR is going to be higher, but you're actually paying less money.
Yeah,
so,
what was your name?
Nicole. Yeah.
Nicole, I have an MBA. I don't want to sound arrogant, but you know, I have an MBA, and I understand discounted
Perfect.
Cash flow.
Yeah, then you would
internal
then you
rate
would
of
understand.
Return.
Yeah.
And I also have in front of me an HP calculator. So I understand discounted value of cash flow. And I can calculate the internal rate of return or the discounted cash flow of any stream of payment. So,
perfect.
And one way to speak, you know, a common language is APR. I mean, if your APR is 28%, let's just say that. You know, if it's 13%, let's just say that. I mean, I don't want to waste your time, Nicole. You asked me about 7-8 questions, and I was very forthcoming, and I asked you one. Okay, let me ask you one more. What statement OnDeck just required our bank statement?
Yeah.
What do you require? You require our financial statements for 3 years, tax returns for 3 years.
No. Is that what they're requiring?
No. I'm saying that's what Bank of America requires.
Oh, no. This is an unsecured loan. So, you know, if you were doing, say, because we do a lot of equipment financing here, and if you were doing equipment financing over $150,000, we would require full financials for our secured loans. But because this is unsecured, we're basing it off the revenue of the business. We'll just look at 6 months of your bank statements, most recent tax return, and a one-page application.
Okay, so tax.
And I can email that to you.
Yeah, and say that again, tax return, and what else? 3 months?
6 months. Of your business bank statements.
Yeah. And then a one-page statement. Okay.
Yes.
One-page form, okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, tax returns, I mean, we... Now, here's a relevant question. It's very difficult for Americans, period, to understand this. We have three corporate legal entities. One here in the United States, which, you know, is Bank America.
Mm-hmm.
We have one in Ningbo, our factory, and we have one in Hong Kong. Now, the tax rate in the United States, as you know, if your income gets up there, could be as high as 40-45%. It's federal and state. In China, it's 25%. In Hong Kong, it's 14%.
Okay.
So the reason we have a Hong Kong company, that's part of it, is because any income we have there is 14%. So we keep most of it. You know, when you talk about tax returns, where would you keep your income? You'd keep it in Hong Kong. And there's nothing illegal about this. You know, I'm sure Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump talk about, you know, the corporations. I mean, we're not Apple, where it's, you know, $4 billion in hiring.
Right.
But it is legal, and one of the reasons we had the Hong Kong company is I've been doing business in China for 15 years, and back when I started, you could not get renminbi converted into dollars, so all the money that went into China never came out again. So that's why we had when we sell something, if you bought a container from us, we would bill you out of our Hong Kong company, and you'd send U.S. dollars to Hong Kong. And then we convert Hong Kong dollars into renminbi. No, actually, we send it now we send it to China, to Ningbo. But that's the point of that whole story is, you know, we have three legal entities, and you're going to ask for one. I mean, I'll show you both tax returns.
What is operating in the U.S.?
What's operating in the U.S. is Rick May Inc. is the name of the company.
Yeah.
And we have six people here that does all the marketing, research and development, engineering. We make our design on our products here, and we and the American customers love talking English to someone like us in Anaheim, California, rather than 13-hour time difference and somebody with broken English, you know,
right?
If at best.
So what did Rick May do if we looked at that tax return? What will we see for revenue?
We take and that's changing now. We take, let's take our Full View Garage Doors, fullviewdoors.com. We have two types of customers, one that buys containers and one that, and we've just introduced this line about 2.5 years ago, and some that just buy locally.
Mm-hmm.
So if they buy locally, we bring in a container into our inventory here in the United States, and we sell it to them, just like any other American company.
Right.
And if that's all we did, I wouldn't even be bringing this complicated subject up. However, we have a guy in Arizona that we're talking to, and a guy in, actually he's in Corona here in California. And they're going to buy a straight container for $35,000, $40,000, I believe it is. And we'll ship it from our Ningbo factory to Corona and to Arizona, Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to bill them out of Hong Kong.
Oh, okay.
So at risk of making this confusing, so what we will do is we quote them from our Hong Kong company.
Okay.
They issue the purchase order to our Hong Kong company. Our Hong Kong company issues a purchase order to Ningbo.
Mm-hmm.
And it tells Ningbo, here's the PO, but ship it directly to this customer in Phoenix. And so Ningbo does ship it, and Ningbo bills Hong Kong, and Hong Kong bills the customer. The customer pays Hong Kong, and Hong Kong sends everything but the profit back to Ningbo. And so the profit sits in Hong Kong. Now, we don't. I'd like to tell you, we got piles of money sitting in Hong Kong, but you know, I wouldn't be talking to you if that was the case. So we either repatriate the money back here. We call it consulting income, or we send it to Ningbo by simply increasing their price. In
mm-hmm.
other words, it's called a transfer price. So mm-hmm. you know, it doesn't sound. It sounds a bit obscure, but it's the way everybody who has a factory. We have a wholly owned foreign enterprise. In fact, let me give you one more website. Is our factory.
Okay.
MFG Direct, all one word, MFG like in manufacturing,
mm-hmm.
Direct dot Asia.
Dot Asia, okay.
Yeah, instead of dot com. So those are so you've got three websites. One is our plant that you can look at, and you'll see some of our products there.
So let me ask you this. So if we look at Rick May's Inc. tax return, what would it show for gross revenue?
Because
this is what we're going to go off
yeah,
of.
Yeah, probably about $1 million or...
Okay.
So, yeah, you see, okay. we have the whole... You see, what happens in your thought process, and we go through this all the time, you're thinking, wow, that sounds complicated. Maybe they just have enough revenue and income in the United States, so I can focus on that and get this
yeah.
done without talking
we
about
we could, because we usually will lend about 10 to 15% of yearly gross revenue. So you'll be right at that 100,000, possibly more mark, just
yeah.
off Rick May in the U.S. Because if the other entities are not operating in the U.S., we can't really use that income. You know, they're showing in Hong Kong
you know,
or China.
I didn't expect to get in so much. Hold on, let me buzz Mike a minute and get this information, give it to you accurately. Hold on a second here.
Yeah.
Okay, Mike is our controller. He's bringing up the tax return. But our revenue, see, what was our, just had a statement here. Where did I see that? Yeah, here we go. January through September, okay, 2016. The U.S. is at 950,000 through 9 months. So I was pretty
okay.
Close.
So you're up.
That would be.
Did you say 950,000?
Yeah, 950,000.
Up until now.
Through September 16th. So
okay.
8.5 months.
Yeah. So you'll qualify probably right in that 100,000 range, just off. Going off Rick May.
Yeah, and then Hong Kong has another 500,000, 512,000, but it's all, it's just about all profit. But, well, no, that's not true. It's all, I mean, it's all gross profit, I should say, because we don't have any expenses. Anyways, let's see. Bank America, there's Bank America, I can't find it.
What is your time frame for getting the funding?
We owe them 28,000. What was that now?
Oh, what was your time frame, ideally, for getting the funding?
Well, you know,
I mean, if everything worked out.
Right, you know, right away.
Okay.
I mean, I've used... We talked to three or four people a year ago, and they all, you know, like on deck, oh, we wire your money in 2 days, you know, and I mean, that's their pitch, you know.
Yeah, and they do, they're very
quick.
They get
all excited and say, wow, this is good to be true until you read the contract. And
yeah.
But anyways,
we have all different options.
Give me a prime plus 2%.
Yeah, I mean, if I can do it, I'll do it. But if you just want the overall lowest cost of funds, then that's what we'll give you options for.
Mm-hmm.
We can really structure it however you need it structured. Do you want something long-term or overall lowest cost? Then
well,
that's what we
can present. Well, yeah, I would say, to answer your question,
mm-hmm.
What the objective would be, I mean, like a 2 year 100,000 would bring the payment down. So low payments would be.
So you would like to have the lower payment.
Yeah, but also, I mean, you know, I mean, everybody, you know, you want.
Now, do you think that you would pay that off
low rate,
early?
What's that?
Do you think that you would pay the loan off early?
Right, and is there a percentage penalty to pay it off?
There's a discount that is allotted on early payments, but it depends on the program what the early payoff would be. But we can compare some different options to see what's really just going to make the most sense for your business and just how it's structured.
Yeah. Well, you know, you've got me. Doing some calculations here. So what did I say here for? What did I say? 900. Let me get my calculator. So that means 950,000 divided by, instead of 8.5, divided by 9 times 12. Okay, so that means we're going to do about 1.25 million just out of the U.S. company.
Yeah.
Now, you know, the irony of this is I could call up those guys in Arizona and Corona and say, hey, you know what? I decided to bill you out of the U.S. company. But, you see, that's not in my best interest. I mean, it would make companies like you happy because you see more U.S. income. So 1.25 times 15% is 188, 187.
Do you only need 100, or would you want more than
that? Well, I mean, 100, if I can pay it over 2 years,
mm-hmm.
So let's do the calculation here. 24 months. Let's use an APR of 15. Let's see, yeah, you use 13, but I'll be conservative. 15. And then a present value of 150,000. So the payment would be 7183 a month. Well, that's pretty good compared to.
And do you think in
OnDeck was taking out $1,000 a day for a year?
Well, and that was on the 200,000. And that was because that was over 1 year.
Yeah, that was a fire. It was 900 and something. But I think it was a little over 200,000.
So that's about 40% they're charging you. Is that right?
I think
it
was
right?
28%.
That they were charging?
Yeah. Yeah, that's
on the 1 year?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, it's, you know, I mean, 13% is nothing to write home about. I mean, you get credit cards for that amount.
This amount of money, it's, you know, a little bit different than a credit card. But let's do this.
We have, not to get off the subject, but, you know, we have an American Express Platinum business
mm-hmm.
card, and we have
mm-hmm.
a Black card, a Visa.
Uh-huh.
And I think both of them have... I'm going to say American Express has 75,000 because we
uh-huh.
at one point we're up to that, and the Black Card certainly has 50.
Okay.
So,
and do you use those cards for anything else?
What's that?
Do you use those cards for anything else?
No. Just we buy pieces of equipment with it. We buy
what kind of equipment?
We bought a forklift.
Okay.
And we bought a, we had to buy a used Jeep,
mm-hmm.
cause we make accessories for it. But yeah, we don't use it a lot, but anyways, so, you know, we have good credit,
I
own my own home and in Irvine and, you know, $700,000 or more, maybe. But so I would say let's focus on the point here. So if we can get 100 instead of 100, we get 150,000 over 2 years
mm-hmm.
at something close to your 13%.
Uh-huh.
That would be wonderful.
That would make sense. Okay. Well, let me do this. I'm going to email you the one-page application and what we need. What is a good email address for you?
Use rmay
mm-hmm.
at medsurface, medsurface.com.
Okay. Perfect. So I will send that off here in about 10 minutes or so, and then once I get that information back, we can usually have some options for you within a day
mm-hmm.
and then have you funded within a couple days.
You know, for some reason, I'm just looking at the federal tax. It shows in 2014 it was $733,000, but
mm-hmm.
we only ran $446,000 in 2015. But we can show you bank statements that would support our $750,000 through. Yeah, so we have bank statements that would support the revenue through here.
We would want to more so see what the revenue looks like in the past 6 months.
Yeah. Okay.
So
well, that's
and your business
good.
Is doing well, so it's definitely going to benefit you. when it comes to issuing a higher loan amount for you.
Yeah. Okay, I will.
Okay.
So now send me your. I'm going to turn this over to Mike to get what you need.
Okay.
Mike Brazil is his name. Okay. So you're going to send me that.
Yeah, I'll send it over to you. And then all my contact info will be on there as well.
Okay. Great. All right. Good.
Okay.
Well, Nicole, I appreciate your time.
Yeah, no problem.
I
will send it shortly.
Great.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye.